Hey everyone, Mr. Swear back with the latest edition of the Cardboard Jungle Podcast. Today we're going to take a look at the impact of some of the rule changes thus far in Major League Baseball. We're now 10% of the way into the MLB season. Seemed like a strong enough sample size to take a look at some trends. And it's a season that's seeing games take 26 minutes shorter on average to be completed. 2 minutes and 37 seconds per game on average versus 3 hours and 3 minutes last year. One third of all games completed in under 2.5 hours. Also seeing the rule changes in and around restrictions of shifts leading to more offense. Most notably, they're the average batting average in Major League Baseball, up 18 points over last year, 249 versus 231 last year. Batting average on balls in play, up a similar level to 299 from 283 a year ago. But what I wanted to focus primarily on today is stolen bases. Thanks to the larger bases, limited pickoffs and disengagements from pitchers, in the pitch clock, stolen bases are up 44% this year versus last year. On top of that, stolen base success rate is also up 83% this year, which would be the highest mark in Major League Baseball history versus 75% last year. If you look the last 2 or 3 weeks as well, all of these trends are more elevated. It seems like teams are starting, maybe teams that don't run are starting to see the success rate, the impact of teams that are, some of the broader data points. It seems like there's been more running in general the last 2 or 3 weeks. So we're also starting to see some very interesting sub-trends develop with stolen bases. Again, the overall success rate, 83% this year. But on first pitches, 93% stolen base success rate. Steals of third base, 96% success rate this year. It's incredible. Much tougher for pitchers to keep runners close at second base with a maximum of 2 disengagements of the mound. Seeing a lot of runners on second base, especially against relief pitchers. That, you know, maybe the pitcher's already disengaged once or twice, getting that kind of walking lead a little bit that ends up for a pretty easy steal, a lot of which are not even prompting throws from the catchers. As noted before, relief pitchers, steals against relief pitchers, the success rate 88% versus 79% for starters and 87% success rate after the sixth inning as opposed to 81% before it. The Cleveland Guardians are on pace to set a franchise record for steals and to have the most steals since the 1986 St. Louis Cardinals. I remember that team, Vince Coleman, Ozzie Smith, Willie McGee, Andy Van Slyke, Terry Pendleton, Tommy Herr. They stole over 250 bases. No team in MLB history has done that since. Guardians, the league leaders in stolen bases, are on pace to do that this year. You've got some individuals. Nico Hoerner on the Cubs is on pace to steal over 100 bases. You got a couple guys on the Orioles, Julio Mateo and Cedric Mullins on pace to steal over 90. Several other players right now on pace to steal between 60 and 80 bases. So despite all that, amazingly, there are some teams that are not running at all. The Minnesota Twins have attempted 2 stolen bases all year, 1 for 2 on the year. The LA Dodgers, who on the flip side have allowed 23 of 26 opposing base stealers to steal, they've only attempted 4 this year with 2 successful. The Rockies have only attempted 3 steals all year. The Rangers have only attempted 5. The Angels, 8. The league leaders, the aforementioned Guardians, right behind them, the Orioles, the Cubs, the Mets, and the Pirates all have stolen over 20 bases as a team, despite the season only being 15, 16 games old for most teams. So what we're seeing is a return to what I remember is 1980s baseball, where you had a lot of different teams, a lot of different styles of play in baseball. These last several years, it's just kind of morphed into this OBP, 3-run home runs. And, you know, the rules of the game prior to these changes really prompted teams to make those changes and devalued a lot of the exciting things we're seeing happen this year, including increased steals, which are exciting. I'm a Guardian season ticket holder. Outside of the triple, my favorite play in baseball, just the stolen bases are great for the game. They're exciting, and it helps increase scoring and helps keep the fans into the game. So with that, we're going to sign off. We will check in soon with our latest pod. Please give us a positive review and share this podcast with friends that you think may like it. Take care.